This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247, David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome, beloved, to the Daily Devotional Special, Psalm 91. Today, we arrive at verse 8, and it says this: "Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished." What a statement. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. You know, our lives sometimes are consumed with being jealous. Our lives are taking up with envy. We read in the newspaper of a person who has just won £53 million on the Euro lottery. And we think, oh, what could we do with that? Wouldn't it be wonderful to have that amount of money? Why is the Lord blessing those who don't bless Him? Why is the Lord constantly pouring His blessings down on people and they get richer and richer and richer? And what happens to us? We get poorer and poorer and still we're stuck and we have no money and we don't know what to do. And the jealousy creeps in and the envy is there. And we think this verse doesn't apply to us. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. No. No, they're not getting punished. They're getting richer. They're winning the Euro Millions. They've got so much money, they don't know what to do with it. But I will ask you this, my love, my beloved. I will ask you this very clearly. Think on these words. Can they take it with them? Can they take it with them to their grave? Will they be wanting to spend all of those Euro Millions whilst they're burning in hell? No. Because they're taking no notice of our Heavenly Father. They are not saying, Lord God Almighty, I love you and I worship you. They're not saying that. Some years ago, I thought to myself, Lord, why aren't you making me rich? Why aren't you making me rich, Lord? And I felt immediately that the Lord say, my grace is sufficient for you. Deep into my heart, it is not the Lord's will for me to be rich. Not at all. So why should I be envious? Why should I be jealous? I have no envy. I have no jealousy in my life, in my heart, not at all. Because there is no place for it in my heart. And if there is any jealousy, or if there is any envy in your heart, I pray now in Jesus' name that it is banished. That it goes now in the name of Jesus. For you will open your eyes, beloved, and you will see how the wicked are being punished. The Word of God says, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Vengeance isn't ours. It doesn't belong to us. But the psalmist is saying, you'll see very clearly how the wicked are being punished. You don't need to worry about it. You don't need to think about it any longer. You need to put it away, leave it to one side, and trust in God. You see, if you are trusting in Almighty God, if you have trust in Almighty God, then you can't possibly be envious. You cannot possibly be jealous of another human being. Why? Because you trust him. You trust in Almighty God, and you trust that the path that you're going down and having to live through right at this moment is there because God Almighty has ordained it to be there, because you have given your life to him and said yes to Almighty God and said yes, you want to follow him, and you are following that route, that route, that road even. That is so important. It is so important that we get that into our heart and into our soul and into our mind, that we know that we know that we know that everything that is happening to us is happening for good reason, because God has ordained it to happen. I often think about the mistakes I've made in my life. And as I think about those mistakes, what is happening? What is happening inside my heart as I think and ponder on all of those copious numbers of mistakes that I've made in my life as I've lived my life? What is happening? I regret. And then I regret some more. And then I'm sad. And I regret a little bit more. And as I'm doing that, where are my eyes? They're not on the Lord. They're on myself. They're on my own circumstance. And therefore, I need to put them away. For it is not my mind that is letting me drift to the mistakes that I've made in my heart and in my life. It is the evil one reminding me of my failures. That is not his job. It is God Almighty. It is his job to convict me. And when he does, and I ask for forgiveness, as far as the east is from the west, those mistakes have gone. They have left me. They are no longer. So I need to keep my eyes well and truly fixed on him at all times, day and night. Even when I'm sleeping, my eyes need to be focused. My dreams need to be focused on God Almighty himself. And when I do that, I know this. I will see very clearly, and I will see with fresh eyes, and I will know, opening my eyes, I will see how the wicked are punished. As I said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Say that with me. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Say it again. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. What God is saying in that statement is you don't need to worry about being vengeful for someone who has hurt you. You do not need to be jealous. You do not need to be envious, because I have it. I've got it in hand, says Almighty God. For he says, vengeance is mine. It is not ours. When God says to us, vengeance is mine, he owns it. He is owning that vengeance. We don't own it. It doesn't belong to us. So why are we vengeful? Why are we jealous? Why are we envious? Why are we proud? Why are we haughty? We need to be none of those things, for we need to be humble. Blessed are the humble. Blessed are the humble. Just say that with me. Blessed are the humble. Jesus, I love you more than I can say, and Lord, I declare this now in Jesus' mighty name. For those who make a decision to be humble and to take away jealousy and envy, your word says that they will inherit the whole earth. I pray in Jesus' name that you pour that into them now. You pour that thought pattern into them now. Lord, as we worship you in spirit and in truth. Jesus, you are beautiful, and we love you. Listen, beloved, if you have any envy or any jealousy in your life, and you know this, you know whether you have jealousy or envy or pride taking any part in your life right now as you listen to this word. If that is you, I want you to say yes. I want you to be honest and just say yes. Now then, if you've said the word yes, jealousy and envy are going to leave you now in Jesus' name. I want you to pray with me, and I want you to say these words: Heavenly Father, I live for you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. You are my Savior. And I acknowledge you, Jesus, that you are the Son of the Most High God. Come into my life, Lord, and from this moment, make me brand new. Heavenly Father, I ask you in Jesus' name to banish any thoughts of jealousy and of envy in my life. I ask you to do that right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Jealousy and envy, you will go now in Jesus' name and leave and never come back, and you will go to the pit of hell where you deserve to go. I declare that now in the name of Jesus. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. And I believe God Almighty is saying, vengeance will always be mine. And all you need to do is to open your eyes, and you will see yourself how the wicked are punished. I commend this word to you now in the name of Jesus. Amen. And amen.